This is Ancient and Modern. The name of John Bull is symbolic of England, kind of like Uncle Sam is here. But that's the name of an actual 16th century composer to the royal court, and we just heard his chromatic galliard from the quintessential sackbut and cornet ensemble. This is Ancient and Modern, WNHN's alt-classical program with Fred Portnoy, here on WNHN LP 94.7 FM, and WNHNFM.org. Later, music by Lily Boulanger, Irving Fine, Luciano Berio, and Cassia. Cellist Hannah Addario Berry commissioned Gloria Justin's Sonaquifer for her Scordatura CD project. Thank you. That was Gloria Justin's Sonacrifer, which she has since expanded to a four-part Sonacrifer suite. It was played here by cellist Hannah Addario Berry. Lily Boulanger was born in 1893 to a musical family. A child prodigy, but in poor health, she was very prolific during her short 25-year life. In 1918, she wrote this, D'un matin de printemps. Thank you. Lily Boulanger's D'un matin de printemps, played by the Italian-Swiss ensemble Trio des Alpes. Irving Fine was a member of a close-knit group of Boston composers in the mid-20th century. They were sometimes called the Boston Six, or the Boston School, or the Stravinsky School. In 1951, he wrote this Notturno for strings and harp.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gerard Swartz led the New York Chamber Symphony in Irving Fine's Notturno for Strings and Harp. You're listening to Ancient and Modern on WNHN LP, 94.7 FM in Concord, New Hampshire, and everywhere in stereo online at WNHNFM.org, on TuneIn, Radio Garden, Radio.net. Born in the seaside town of Oneglia in 1925, Luciano Berio's father Ernesto and his grandfather Adolfo were both composers before him. I don't know whether they were related to the Berio olive oil people who lived in the same area in the 19th century. This is Luciano Berio's 1973 Concerto for Two Pianos and Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Luciano Berio conducted his Concerto for Two Pianos and Orchestra with the London Symphony. Professor Diane Touliatos wrote the book about women composers in antiquity, including the composer Fantasia of Memphis, Egypt, whose singing of the stories of the Iliad and Odyssey is said to have been Homer's inspiration to have those stories written down. Professor Touliatos also arranged this piece by Cassia, the 9th century Byzantine composer and poet, whose aphorism, "Using the apostate tyrant as his tool," is played by the Kronos Quartet.
Thank you.
That was Using the Apostate Tyrant as His Tool by Cassia, played by the Kronos Quartet. Earlier this hour, we heard John Bull's Chromatic Galliard, Gloria Justin's Son Aquifer, Lily Boulanger's D'un Matin de Printemps, Irving Fine's Notturno, and Luciano Berio's Concerto for Two Pianos and Orchestra. That's it for Ancient and Modern this week. I hope you can come back next Sunday morning at 10. I'm Fred Portnoy. Stay tuned for Bluegrass at 11.